Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Circle Radio in the Women's Healing Hour. I am Sue Graywolf Petruzzi, and today is going to be a little different. My two friends, Rhonda and Sandra, are both in the process of doing a workshop. They're making drums today, so I'm really excited for them and their group. And Sharon Orr is not going to be with us today. She's a little under the weather, and I think with many of us, this time of year, this fall, this season, really can affect many people, and it really can open up some cans of worms, so to speak. But I want to welcome all of you, any of those of you that might come in, pop in, and please, you know, chat and offer anything that you'd like to share or any questions. And also, many of you, I hope, will listen to this afterwards. And you can go to Blog Talk Radio and the archives for the shows. Today, it's going to be me, and Jim Graywolf is going to join me today. And we're going to talk about reigniting the fire within. And this came to me, actually. I had a dream not too long ago, and I've also created a workshop or kind of a gathering myself for women to come together and kind of talk about things. But it's not only going to be talking about you know, women in general and our concerns and being able to share and say what we need, would like to say. You know, it's going to be a kind of a healing time. And also it's going to be a way for all of us to start really connecting again with that male side of ours and our partners and our communities and our families. And so this show today is just talking about reigniting the fire within. And we all have this little flame. Sometimes it can get snuffed out. And it's just a matter of relighting it, and we'll talk about ways that we can do that. So I thought, just to start off, I thought I would just do a meditation to get us going, and that's where we'll start. So this is just a short little meditation, so please, you know, just get comfortable, relax your mind. Go into your heart and just listen to the beat of the drum, the heartbeat of the Earth Mother, and allow yourself to just go with me and see if we can see that flame of light off in the distance. So here we go. You're on this beautiful path, a narrow path, tall grasses on either side. To your left, there's a beautiful forest, and there's lots of birds singing. Once in a while, you'll see a chipmunk or a squirrel. You'll hear the chattering when you're getting in their territory. On the right, as you're walking slowly, there's a beautiful pond off in the distance. And even further than that, there's mountains with snow-capped mountains. There's an open field. And in this open field, you see some elk grazing way off in the distance. It could be deer. They're so far away, it's hard to tell. You also see many flowers along this path to your right. Butterflies of all different colors, fluttering and flittering. and you're feeling so happy and so joyful in that moment as you're walking. Up ahead of you, way up on this path, you see this glow, this light, and you're curious. You're wondering what you're seeing. As you're walking slowly down this path, getting closer and closer, your senses really become alive. The sun is shining. It's putting a nice warmth to your face. There's a slight breeze brushing against your cheek. You're feeling so great. And as you're traveling further, the light is getting brighter, and you're starting to see a shape. A figure. So you're even more curious than before. As you get closer and closer, you realize, you're seeing yourself. You're seeing that higher self, that you, with that flame burning inside, so bright. And you feel the spark within you. That's a flame inside of you, knowing that is you, that creative part of you, that you that wants to come out and play, and be happy, joyful. You feel that within you. And this joy just emanates from your soul and your spirit. And you realize that flame has always been within you. There are just times that it needs to be relit, reignited, and nourished. And just by being outside and walking and being part of nature, you've helped to reignite that flame. Now that you're feeling whole and complete, you can come back now. Come back to your body, your spirit self, your physical body. And slowly open your eyes, realizing that, wow, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for anything. Bring it on. So, that was just a little taste of being able to reconnect with yourself, reconnect with that flame within you, and allow yourself to open up and be all that you can be. And I know there's many, many things in our life that can snuff that flame out. And when it does, just acknowledge what happened. Acknowledge how you feel. Now acknowledge that it did happen. And that's the first step to coming back and allowing that flame to continue and grow so that you can be that creative, beautiful person that you were always meant to be. And just start dabbling in different things, start doing different things that will help bring that joy into your heart. So I'd like to pass it on to Jim, who's with me today. So this is a little different show, and that's okay. It's been a while since we've been here, We took a little break for a while, and it feels good to be back. And Jim, what would you like to add?
Well, it's funny the way the show worked out, so I'm glad to be here. Sorry I need to fill in for Sharon, but I'm sure she's fine wherever she is, working on herself. I guess they're having a lot of attacks in Israel again, too, so she's in a stressful spot right now. Yeah, kind of lousy here today. Third day in a row, cloudy, cold, misty. But I guess we're heading into that time of year and maybe that time of shifting into the fifth earth, walking through the gray mist. So we'll do wherever Sue leads us on the show today. And so I can bring in the male perspective, because although Sue was envisioning this around the female energies and actions and perspectives, obviously it affects men as well. And as she said in the beginning, it's that link between the male and the female. That's the critical piece. That's what all the prophecies talked about as we were going to create the fifth earth, that we would have to stand up together and in harmony to do it, which to me means you got to follow a little bit of a roadmap. You start with yourself. A lot of us are doing that right now. I know I am, and I know people are sending me things, so I know a lot of friends are. Letting come through whatever's still stuck in our spirits from this life, from past lives, from whatever's been going on. And then we've got to work with our counterparts in our lives, women with men, men with women, in equality and harmony. Not easy. The first four Earths, we have not accomplished that. I think everyone knows it. This time we need to accomplish it much better. It won't be perfect. It's not meant to be. And then take that into the greater circles we're part of, those soul families we're part of. And so I guess that's where we'll go today. At least that's what I understood when I read what Sue wrote up. Running Elk is here with five others. Welcome. He was saying he's really glad the show is back on. And, yes, we took about 4 weeks of vacation time, sabbatical. We wanted to give all you listeners a little bit of a break and gather your energy, and we wanted to give ourselves a little bit of a break and gather our energies. So we'll start doing some shows again. Just watch. We'll always post it. And we'll see where it takes us now and what people need. So as always, have ideas for shows, get to us on Facebook or email or however you contact us, a message board through LinkedIn, and let us know your thoughts. We're always happy to throw up things. Tell us what's going on with you. Tell us what's difficult for you, and we'll see if it works into a show. So that's my opening thoughts. Back to you.
Hi, and welcome, Running Elk. I'm so glad you're with us. Yeah, it's an interesting times we're in once again, and I'm really excited about this show, and I'm also excited about the group gathering that I will be doing twice a month. And I thought I'd right now just sing a song that I wrote back a couple years ago. Actually, I think it was right after the Colorado flood, if I'm not mistaken, because that happened in September, and this was written in September. And then after that, I've got Jamie Sam's, one of her meditations that I wanted to read too, and then we can take the discussion on from there. So this is called Pain and Pleasure. Pain is a place where we sometimes go, not knowing what to do to free our soul. We look at the past or fear what's to be, feeling alone, just wanting to be. Pleasure is around us, within us, and near. We just need to seek it and know it is real. The smallest of things can bring joy to the heart. A flower, a bumblebee, a walk in the park. So acknowledge your pain, then set it free. Then go into your heart and take time to see. beauty all around you, so plenty, so free, and connect with that flower or bumblebee. Life is all around us, a pleasure to see. You will know it when your spirit is open and free. Remember the feeling of a smile in your heart, and let it remain there for the rest of your life. So this poem by Jamie Sams is called Wounded Spirits. And it goes, oh, you of wounded spirits, I offer you a place of rest. Walk among my mountains and climb to eagle's nest. Come swim amid my oceans or feel my desert's fire. Sit beside running waters to reclaim your heart's desire. Seek my silent forests or walk my open plains. Travel the deepest jungles till you hear my love's refrain. I am always waiting to call each child to heal, to cradle the wounded spirits and teach them how to feel. I am the earth mother who loves without regret, tending all my children who through tears have paid all debt. So, this really speaks of you know, so many of us, and I think everybody at one time or another has been wounded in one way or another. Not physically, even physically it could be, but psychologically, spiritually, it doesn't matter. But it can really, really can affect you in many, many ways. And it's almost like your spirit or that part of you just kind of withers, withdraws. That flame, that spark that you have just kind of becomes stagnant, I guess you could say. And it really takes, sometimes it takes a lot of healing to reignite that flame, that spark of life within you, so that you can be open and be alive again. Be open to spirit's guidance. Be open to your creativity. And that goes for everyone. You know, it's male and female. We all have had things happen to us in our life. And, you know, we may have illnesses, too, that kind of hold us back. So it's really just allowing yourself to acknowledge, okay, this is where I'm at right at this moment. What do I need to do for myself to reignite that flame that's in there? And just take it from there. Jim, talk and stick is yours.
Yeah, so Jonathan also showed up from Australia with four of his folks. Welcome to you, Jonathan. I think we'll go to some of what people are saying here. This running elk has a really good one to get this kicked off, and we'll see what he or his people have to throw back in. He says there's a lot of anger and nervous energy on the Reds. I think it means these days. I probably typed it wrong. Women seem to be meeting with women and men with men, not much mixing the two. And a lot are just going off alone, not sure what might come. What do you think? Wow. Yeah. I think maybe it's something we still have to get through. I thought we were way beyond this. I hoped we were, at least for those who are awake and ready to move ahead. Now, I said in my opening thoughts, there's kind of a roadmap here. Work on self. Allow whatever has to get out of you to get out and then grow and strengthen. Work with those immediately near you, partners, immediate family, especially anybody one-on-one with you, and then work with your circles. Well, if we're doing this and if we're pulling off into women's circles and then men's circles and who knows whatever other circles are created. We're stuck. We are not going to evolve. We are not going to do what the prophecies tell us we need to do to enter the fifth earth. Now, if we're doing it as a springboard to coming together, if we're doing it so women can come together and men can come together, and a big part of what they're talking about is, okay, as we heal ourselves, how do we approach either the men or the women, depending what group it is, to begin to work with them? And now what circles can we pull together where we all sit there and share? That's one thing. If we're doing it, as some still are, to continue that old separation of male, female, black, white, red, yellow, young, old, whatever the distinctions are, then we're totally missing the point. And we will not create the fifth earth, the new earth, that's truly needed right now. You know, it's interesting because I sit on Facebook and I comment on things because we want to hold things up now that are in fear and anger. And that's part of what Running Elk's talking about here. That's what causes this sort of thing often. Just pure fear because people don't know what the heck's happening. You know, we look around us every day and we see massive changes in all parts of our world. It's not even the world we're used to. So as I watch these things on Facebook and LinkedIn and just in the news media in general, which is no longer news media, it doesn't cover anything except goofy things or things that get a lot of money. We see the paranoia growing. Now, the current one, and it keeps shifting around, the current one hasn't been male and female so much, but it's been the gun battle. And, of course, every time a group of people get killed, this all pops up again. But those who are in thinking that they've got to be massively armed every moment, or a lot of them think they can just prance around their communities massively armed, and they're going to stop things from changing or getting worse or whatever, that is pure paranoia. We don't want that to leak into circles that form. We don't want that to infect us as awakened spirits, people ready to walk the new prophecies. Because if we do, once again, we're stuck. So that's my thoughts, Running Elk. I'll pass it to Sue, and I'll go look and see if anybody on the boards are commenting.
Yeah, Running Elk. And as Jim was speaking, you know, the anger and the nervous energy on the res, you know, I think that's pretty much everywhere. But I would feel that it would be even more so on the reservation. Because things are so intense as it is. I mean, people everywhere are just living from day to day, just doing whatever's necessary, you know, to stay afloat, I guess you could say. And with everything that's going on, you know, The political scene right now is a riot, and I mean the weather, the changes, there is just so much going on. So you know, I can imagine, you know, the restlessness being really, really intense for you folks, even more so. And with the groups coming together, the men and the women coming together, possibly, you know, someone needs to step in if possible, and it's hard to know really what is being discussed in, you know, these groups, and hopefully more of a balance is coming in. I mean, you know, when I talk about balance, you know, we both have a male and female side within each of us, and when they're out of balance, you know, if the female's too strong, then and these groups are created, then there's going to be this imbalance there. And if, you know, the men come together and, you know, their female side is weaker and their male side is stronger, then, you know, obviously, it's, you know, it's that's going to be the the PowerPoint, what you know, Jim was speaking of, what's truly needed is this balancing of the energies within ourselves and within our groups around us, and really opening up these groups to allow anyone who wants to step in to come in. Because, you know, these women's groups, there may be a male energy there that has too much of the balance is off, maybe more on the feminine side than the masculine side. And so, I mean, it's connecting with each other and finding that inner balance that we so badly need. You know, and we talk about wounded spirits. Oh my God! You know, when you think of what you know went on back before, you know, we came and colonized this country here. There's so much within us too of past lives, past spirits, and that energy is still so within us and really can play havoc, especially when things are so out of balance around us 24/7. And I noticed that Running Up also stated here, we have people gathering guns here as well, saying how to give them up means we can be massacred again. I understand this, but it is old ways. And Grandmother Elva says, no man needs a machine-type arms to hunt a deer for food. And I agree. There are too many out there that have guns. And, you know, my workings and working for the Forest Service these two seasons, it was amazing how many people called wanting to know if they could carry a gun into the forest, you know, where they could target practice. It's getting to the point where people are in so much fear that they're allowing that fear to overtake them, and they feel they need these horrible machines to protect themselves. And it's become really sad. Talking stick to you, Jim.
Yeah, it's funny because I'm looking for what people are putting up on the chat thing, and I'm having some issues. Keeps coming on and off. So is Facebook for those trying to message us there. But I had someone ranting on. Someone from the res, Running Elk. I don't know which res. I think someone from the res. I should take that back. I'm not sure of that. Definitely someone who is native blood. And two others, and all three of them are ranting on about giving up guns, and they're going to come in and kill us all, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the paranoia that's taking over in things now is just not what we need. And, you know, as Grandmother says here, Elva, who I believe has commented before, so welcome, Grandmother. Yeah, you don't need a machine gun to hunt a deer. We sure as heck do not need armed camps walking through our communities. And that's kind of where we're moving. So you can't really argue with these people. They're so deeply embedded in their fear. And this is part of what's happening. So I don't want to get too far off track, but this, I believe, is part of what's happening with what needs to be between men and women. You have those who are also dividing their energies and going into fear and hate in those two camps as well. And some of this is understandable. I get it. I get Native people saying, boy, if I don't have all my guns, they're going to come and get me again. Yeah, tried to get you before, or any other group. But the male and the female thing, yes, men have made a mess of this current earth. Men have been in the leadership position mostly in this earth. Okay, we know that. If you know the prophecies and if you know the teachings of the past, the women were in the those seats in the last Earth and did just as awful a job, and so on, back to previous Earth, however many you understand that there are from your particular teachings. We need to move away from that now. And, of course, it's going to take a certain amount of energy. Boy, it's going to take trust big time. That's the biggest word for me right now, trust, in huge capital letters, probably as big as the Hollywood sign above L.A. Trust is what really is needed. Hate and anger is going to get us nowhere. It just creates more. And so if we arm ourselves for whatever reasons, or if we hate men for whatever reasons, or if we hate women for whatever reasons, it just keeps circling around and around and around. It's like working on your own body, and if you don't allow things to release, they stay inside and they recycle. And believe me, I know, I'm an expert at it. I had this issue for years and still do at times. This is going to take major changes, major steps of trust. So if we can go into these groups, as Sue is creating this women's group, and she carefully said that it's also about, okay, how do we connect with our male partners or male acquaintances, our families, on and on, then we're accomplishing something to help us move forward. If we go in with the understanding of, damn the rest of them, this is all about women, we're all about men, we're all about whites or whatever it is, then once again we're being, you know, the old story, we're being doomed to repeat history. And it's funny because some of these in huge fear in any of these groups, they're citing that and they're saying, oh man, if we do this, we're going to repeat history. No, you're talking about repeating history in a bad way. We don't want to repeat history in the bad way. We want to create new ways, new history, something positive to pass on to those who follow. Sticking them up.
Yeah, I mean, the times of, you know, we all know that we're in a different energy right now. You know, we're in the fifth Earth. I believe too, running out, that is creating a lot of havoc within each of us also, because it's really pushing us to open up and start thinking about the different things that we may be harboring some negative energy about, or it's just really allowing us to really look inside and bring everything out that needs to come out, that we may have been covering up, you know, most of our life. And so that could be part of why, you know, so many are you know, are struggling with this nervous energy. Some may be going off, obviously, on their own just to work with that energy and to kind of find out where they're at and what's going on within them. And, you know, that in itself is powerful, but allowing, you know, yourself to come back, if you do go off alone and work through things, to be able to connect and be in groups of both male and female, to start something new, to start some new energy that is so part of, you know, where we're at in these times right now. And we all know that so much of, you know, finding that power within comes through being connected to nature and getting back out there, taking a walk, just allowing yourself and your senses to come alive and connect with everything that's around you. Because if you can't do that, if you're stuck in a place where you're surrounded by noise, chaos, telephone, you know, television, how can your spirit breathe? How can you connect within yourself? Because there's no time, there's no opportunity, there's so much noise around you that you can't stop, take a breath, and just be. And I know there's many out there that continuously need to have that noise around them, because they're not allowing themselves to have whatever needs to come through. They're either afraid or they just really don't know what to do with this energy that's within them that's wanting to help them awaken and truly be who they are meant to be. So, you know, finding that power within us, nature is the key. And I'll pass it on to you, Jim.
Couldn't find the control thing. So, let's see here. I just saw something. And things are coming up as I look, too. So here's one. It's here's a post. And again, this could be about anything, men and women, anything at all. But gun shop owner, by the mass shooting, meaning the recent one, can barely hide excitement. Always a rush after a big shooting. And this is a woman, Candy Kinney, of a gun shop, just ordered more assault rifles. Oh, there's always a big rush after a big shooting. And you see, this is what part of what we've gotten into. And yeah, I know I have some who attack me and want to deny these things. And of course, that's their right. They can certainly do that. I have them delete me all the time. And I've worked over the years because I was taught by my elders, when I stepped up on the spiritual road, and Native American, but not just Native American, a lot of my elders, that this whole men and women would have to be together in harmony and balance to accomplish this next piece. And it's only one part of it. It's all the other pieces. The four colors coming together is not just men and women. It's not just about white, red, black, and yellow. It's not just about young and old. It's about all of them. But the really critical one is men and women, because there's roughly, you know, half of each of us on the planet. And so if we don't work together, we're working at 50% capacity, no matter which side you're on. That's not going to work. It hasn't worked till now. It's not going to work going forward. And so we keep seeing all these signs of things changing, which is good. Nothing wrong with that. I just lost the... I have to try to get back on the chats again to try to see what people were saying. But yeah, it's... what we have to do as men and as women is keep working on ourselves, keep working together. Use whatever we need, come together as women, come together as men, because there's just a the same problem, I think, with men as with women. You know, it's like, well, we're not going to go there. We're not going to work with women, or the rich don't want to work with the poor, or, you know, as I'm getting all over the place now, oh, if we do these things, they're going to come and kill us. Well, if you do that, you just won't move ahead. So, all I got. Back to you. There, Sue.
I want to welcome Enchantress. She says, happy Sunday. That sounds really good right now. Some hot fudge, a little cherry on top, some whipped cream. Anyway, welcome. And I believe, how can you protect your spirit from yourself? I know where that's coming from. It looks like, I believe, Sharon was able to join us briefly. And that's a real, real good one. And the only thing I can think of is by constantly getting out of your head and going into your heart. And that's not always easy to do. You know, protecting your spirit You know, and I'll bring up just pretty much what has happened to me over the years. And I know at a very young age, my flame was snuffed out when I was about 3 years old. And it really, off and on during the years, you know, it would come back up, and then something else would trigger it. And but there was this energy behind it. There is something there that I needed to learn in order to fully become who I am today. And I'm still working through a lot of the past traumas that snuffed out my flame. And they still do. And, you know, all of us, the best thing you can do to protect your spirit sometimes is to leave a situation that may not be healthy for you. And sometimes that's not even good, because unless you work through that energy and find out what's going on, you'll just attract that energy back to you, and you'll be going through it all over again. So protecting your spirit is just doing what you can every day, even if it's a little baby step, connecting with outdoors, nurturing yourself, treating yourself, doing those little things that bring you joy. And if you're not sure what that joy is within you, keep playing until you find something that will really spark you and keep you going. And if something traumatic happens and snuffs that joy from you, you'll need to build yourself back up again. And maybe the next time you'll be stronger. I know each time it happens to me, I get stronger each time. And you get to a point where it's like, okay, enough is enough. And what is it I'm learning here? What is it I need to know and understand? And you just start taking charge of yourself, taking charge of who you are, taking charge of your spirit, and loving yourself fully. And many of us, I know, you know, just through my own past, how often I did not love myself. You know, we've all done things that we're not happy for, and who knows what those reasons were. And it could have been something that needed to be provided for someone else to be able to learn what lessons they needed to learn in life. I mean, we're all guided. We're all here to step into our power, to step into the light, and be that energy and that full flame that, you know, God has intended us to be. And each time we feel snuffed out, build yourself back up. Once again, do what you need to do. I've got a question here from Enchantress 18. How do you know when you meet a stranger who comes towards you will not turn into a friend? He continues, if you do not have a conversation with them, when others seem not too nice, I do not realize I am taking on others' vibrations, energy, their truth, after I leave them. And she continues, I do learn knowledge from everything and everyone. Jim, I'll pass the talking stick to you so I can mull this over a little bit.
Okay, let's see what we got now. Jonathan is typing something, and Jonathan, you can hear me. It's not coming through. I'm going to close that part down and reopen and see what happens. Yeah, boy, this is really interesting, because we're getting people really fired up by some of this. There was someone just on here, and of course, click on it, I lost chat again. There was someone on message who put on this long rant about how We're all lightweights. We don't know what we're talking about, whether it's guns or men and women. Those who are running things, it doesn't matter if they're men and women. The ones who have to run it have to be in power. What kind of BS are we putting out? I mean, on and on and on. Now, of course, as soon as they got done, they got off. And that's what I find with most of these folks. Either they keep ranting and they keep calling more and more names, or they simply get off. So as we're talking about any of this, and we're talking about men's and women's circles, and we're talking about reigniting the fires, we don't want to get stuck in the fear and the anger and the hate and everything else of these other folks. Sure, hold up the mirror. They're not going to change. They're really not going to change. But others may see it who will change. But then walk away. You know, my elders always taught me when this time came, and I had somebody ranting a little while ago about white people who have taken names of other cultures, native and otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, they have their own little thing there. And women trying to be men and so forth. So, yeah, I was always taught, now we have to break the molds. Now the four colors coming together, which is the big prophecy, meaning that all people of all colors would come together in this time to create a new earth. Everything had to be in equality and harmony. We couldn't fear the others. We have to trust what's coming and what is happening and what's before us. And yeah, it's not always easy. And you will get yelled at and screamed at. And I've had it in groups before, and when they're physical. We've had it in our Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, nonprofit that sponsors this and sponsors a lot of our work. We've had people melt down within the group and just go doing crazy things, and so have to leave or be asked to leave or both. You know, we see it all around us. We see it in the news. We see it in the media. And so it's definitely time for understanding and acceptance. And we have to get away from that fear. If you fear what the other person's going to do, then it's going to happen. You are calling it in. Whether if that's on you personally as you work on yourself, or as you work with those close to you, or as you work in circles, what we think right now and what we do is becoming reality. And that is the nature of the next earth. So we have to decide what we want. And if you're not willing to sit women with men and men with women, you've missed the first big cut. You are only going to be able to go so far. If you're not willing to sit with white, red, black, yellow, and all the other colors, you've missed it. You won't be able to go very far. If you're not willing to sit with yourself individually and allow some of this old poison to drain out of you, you will not be able to go much further. Doesn't mean you may not continue with your life. It just means you won't be able to advance. You won't truly be able to enter what it is we're trying to create here. Yep, back to you, Sue.
Yeah, I was just, I've been reading over what the Enchantress was speaking about, and I believe what you're trying to say is, you know, everyone we meet, there's some kind of connection there. And since we're all energy, we're all connecting as we're passing by. And with these folks really don't know what their energy is. But if you're a human sponge, which some people who are very have a lot of empathy, have a lot of energy and can sense and feel and see more than others, then you will connect with that energy. And the whole idea is not allowing yourself to do that. You don't know when you're passing someone whether they're nice or not. Your spirit may feel that, may feel that energy. So every time we come in contact with someone, in whatever way, it can really, really affect us. And it's allowing ourselves to not take on that personal energy to the point where it blocks us from being who we are. And, you know, people can snuff out your energy in an instant. You know, just to give you an idea of what happened, we had a drum circle the other day, and we had someone pull up who was very, very, very drunk and very, very angry, wondering what was going on. And you could just feel the energy of the whole group just shift. But it only shifted for a moment because there was so much high light energy with the group and the drumming and everything that we were doing that there was no way that individual could interfere with that energy that was going on with that circle. So the circle continued. And it was just like, really, I mean, as far as I was concerned, nothing really happened. I mean, that individual, you know, started really apologizing up and down and sideways and both ways. And, you know, her energy was really intense. And, you know, our hearts can go out to these people that are struggling so, so badly right now. And there are many who are just in total, total fear. And it's really hard to keep that balance. And I'm hoping that the group itself, and she did go around and talk to different people, I hope that helped in some little way. And but you just never know what's going to happen in any given moment. And it's really just letting your light shine, letting that flame within you glow, and not allowing others to interfere with that spark and that flame. It looks like Jonathan here, he said, we have many macho men here down under. When they come into a circle of men and women, you feel the lack of one, feel dark. How do you deal with this? Wow. Once again, it's that we are all connected, that energy we feel. Really, all you can do, and, you know, I'll pass the stick on to Jim in a moment here, is keep your light inside you and keep that energy positive, and allow the energy of the circle minus that one person who's really struggling just to dissipate. And I would believe that eventually, within that circle, that one would eventually just kind of melt into the floor. I don't know. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, no, that's a good... There's two things right there. First of all, Sue was talking about at our drum circle the other night, and that was a woman, and not an older woman, not young either, somewhere in the... I don't know, she might have been in her 30s. It doesn't matter. Yeah, such anger. And, I mean, she just jumped out of her car and started screaming how, I don't know, she was full-blooded native and why are we playing drums and what's this about? Unfortunately, very drunk. Maybe 20 minutes later, she started walking around to people to apologize. Because, first of all, this didn't have anything to do with the Native American circle. It's a drum circle where all are welcome. So... there's that, and then we got Jonathan talking about, you know, a man coming into a circle of men and women, macho men, and yeah, and I know that's part of the culture there, you know, I get it, and many other places, including too big a part of the culture here as well. What do you do? Boy, you know, there's options, Jonathan. Someone, you or someone else, can speak if they're doing something blatant or direct. It's harder to do if it's just their demeanor that causes this. And, of course, it can be both. But if they're saying things, then you can certainly speak up. And, yeah, you may get some arrows coming your way. Or you can wait because, again, what I've seen, and it's part of a prophecy, it's in my first book, White Man, Red Road, Five Colors. When I had my first vision, actually my only real vision, my first vision quest, was everyone would be welcome into these circles when the time came. In effect, I was talking about the sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, but it doesn't matter what the circles are. Those who are not ready and cannot be there and do not feed in to the harmony of the circle would be pushed out by the Earth Mother, by the energy of Creator, by whatever. And we've seen this, Sue and I, and the rest who are still in our inner core, Sharon, some of the new people, we've seen it play out many, many times. And it was actually quite painful for us for a while. It's like you start to think, what am I doing wrong? And, of course, you're not. It's those folks who are not yet ready. Damning them, blaming them, hating them back, boom, you continue the same thing. You actually need to be sad for them and pity them. And again, right now, as this is going on, somebody's throwing stuff up on my Facebook as I check there for comments. And this is about the guns and all that nonsense and just tossing names. And, you know, I've walked away from it. Said what I needed to say. I held up the mirror. And I would do the same thing in a circle, Jonathan. I probably, if it was too direct, and Sue can tell you, I've done it before, I try to learn how to do it a little more gently, but after a while, you know, you just want to scream. But I would say something and then see if others in the circle have anything to say. If it's truly affecting the circle, you would hope the circle you're in has evolved to the point where others would also speak. Because then you do have, you've changed dark energy into light energy. You've made a positive movement forward. There is no right or wrong. There is only dark and light, pleasant and unpleasant. And these shifts are taking a lot of energy. So these people who are posting so many negative things all over the place, or when you're in physical groups like you're talking about, I believe, Jonathan, these people are actually serving a purpose. Others are looking and saying, are they crazy? What is the matter with them? We can't do that. Some are, anyway. And so they're joining the light side, if you will. In effect, you're feeding the light wolf of the circle. The circle is just like an individual. It has a light wolf and a dark wolf. Some of the people feed light energy. Some of the people feed dark. Each time you add into light energy, you're shifting it more to the light. And those who are trying to feed the dark or stay in the dark, they are pushed out of the circle. And again, that we've seen many, many times. And I know we'll see it more as we go on. A lot of these dark folks will not make it in many senses. In the physical sense, look how many are leaving. How many folks do you see talking about the number of people who are leaving the planet right now? Well, some of it's this. Some who are not ready, for whatever reason, are just leaving. Their own hateful poison is destroying them from the inside. And that's because, I guess, their job's done. I mean, I know folks who have left, and some I look and go, why did they leave, man? They were bringing in some good, positive stuff. Well, their job was done. But others I look and I say, okay, I see why. With men and women, it's the same thing. We got to trust each other. I'm drawn back. I'll just say this one, and maybe Sue wants to comment or not. I may have mentioned it on another show, but for me it was one that was pretty poignant. It was at a week-long gathering of the 13 indigenous grandmothers. That's what it was. And so Sue and I, along with a friend of ours, Kat, went to spend the week with the grandmothers. And partway through the first day, I was getting uncomfortable. The group was primarily women. There were some men, but we were certainly a small minority, which that doesn't matter. It's fine. Except you had a lot of women there who are were still stuck in the hate men phase. And it was so evident with their comments. And yet the grandmothers did not address it. I left for periods of several days and went off and did some other things and actually had some amazing medicine things happen to me. But I did comment on the last day, or the day before the last, I don't know. And certainly when we went back to a day-long small breakout sessions afterwards, we were invited to. I commented on that, and it caused a big stir amongst the grandmothers. In fact, they told me they were going to have a circle themselves to talk about it, because that's not the way it can be. That can't happen. And so there's a case of negative energy hopefully causing some good move-ahead action. I wasn't dismayed. I didn't dislike these women back. I understood where they were coming from. I understood years ago when I first stepped up and worked with Native Americans why a lot of them didn't even want me there. I got it. It just certainly is not the way to move forward. Stick to you, Sue.
Yeah, I mean, you just never know. When you walk in that white light, that energy, that positive place, and you come across individuals who are not in that place, you don't know how much your spirit is going to affect theirs. And, you know, it doesn't take much to change someone. I mean, we've had friends who have disappeared probably because of anger and who have come back realizing differently. And, you know, when you're in groups like that, there is so much positive energy. And if there is one person that is not in that space, that positive energy is going to affect them, maybe not right at that moment, but it has to affect them in some way. And if it does not, then, you know, that's their story for this lifetime. Maybe there's a lesson there that, you know, they're learning from a past life thing. I mean, who knows? But, you know, once again, allowing our flames, that flame within us, to glow and shine, and being who we are meant to be, even if we don't know what we're supposed to be, staying in that positive place and allowing spirit to guide, you can't go wrong. And anyone who comes into your space and does anything to you to snuff out that flame, you know, it's their thing. It's not you. Don't take it on. And I know many of us who are really sensitive can take on the world, and it can really affect us, especially when it's happened before and again and again. And so not allowing yourself for one to take it on as it's all about you, because it's not all about you. And just remember that. You know, these people are stuck. These people are not healthy. They're possibly not well. You know, you just don't know. And it's their game, and they need to work through what they need to work through. And just don't allow yourself to take that energy on, and don't allow others to snuff out your flame. And I'm losing my voice. It's all yours, Jim.
Okay, so we had Running Oak is adding some other things as we speak. We had, I'm trying to find it here. Well, we had a new person who actually was on from Switzerland. I don't think we've had that before. Yeah, and by the way, we also had some people calling in today. Please remember, if you do want to talk on the call-in line, you need to tell us first. You need to go on the chat box or the message board and say you'd like to talk, because people come and go there, and we bring them in, and then they don't really want to speak. So if we missed anyone, I'm sorry about that. But we had someone saying, we're asking from Switzerland, so as a man, does that mean that I have to, I'm paraphrasing because I can't find the darn thing now, that I have to let the women take over and just follow their lead for now? And the answer to that is absolutely not. That's not what we're saying at all, any more than the men can continue to be the ones taking the full lead. That's the whole challenge here. And forgive Forgive me, I don't remember your name. I will find it later. I'm having some trouble here with the boards today. But thank you for the question. No, that's not what we're saying. I think I see where you're coming from. We've done things in the past as cultures, a lot of different cultures, to overbalance one way to reach balance. Affirmative action is a great example here in the United States. And I'm not going to judge whether it was effective or not effective, good or bad. It seems to have done some good things. But I don't think that's how we can do this here. We all have to go in the trust. We all have to strive to deal equally with each other. Now, this does mean, my friend, that men will have to back off and not try to make all the decisions or bull their way through or whatever. And women will have to step up more and speak. But it doesn't mean either one is battling with the other nor trying to take the front position. It means unity. It means coming together as circle. We talk about this in a lot of the shows and a lot of things we do on Facebook and elsewhere. Unity is the thing now. We've got to come together and do this. We will make mistakes. Men will say things that probably anger women and vice versa. When it happens, we talk about it. That's the difference here. We're not saying, okay, let's do female affirmative action so the women can then balance out. There's no time for that sort of messing around. We need to look at everything we do. And again, this isn't just male-female, but that's the point of this show. If we can manage to do it as men and women together in harmony and equality, then it ought to be much easier to take it into the other arenas, the arena of color, race, religion, age, whatever. Because the biggest one, again, is, you know, we're half men and half women on the planet, plus or minus. We're kind of going and conquering the big one first. And so, you know, it's not always easy. Again, I, for many, many years, have been trained that way. I remember when I first stepped up on the spiritual road. It was one of the first things that was beaten into me, in a good way. You've got to be able to work with, well, it was two things. It was women, the same as you do with men, and with people of any color in the same way. Those were the two big things for me, and it wasn't easy. I was much more comfortable working with men. Then I became more comfortable working with women because they were trying to do the same thing, and so I had to bounce back the other way. It's a process. It's definitely a process. And running up, still trying to get something up here, and I'll try to do it, but anyhow, over to Sue.
Okay, yeah, it definitely is a process, and anything and everything we can do to balance, you know, ourselves within ourselves will also help to balance whatever's going on around us outside of ourselves. We'll connect with the people that we need to connect with to learn lessons that we still haven't learned yet. And, you know, those lessons can be hard and they can hurt. But until we fully learn what it is we're here to learn, we'll, you know, continue to bring on those lessons to ourself, and I can speak for that quite a lot for myself. And I've had some very hard lessons, and I'm still learning. But we're all growing. We, once again, you know, that light within us is strong, and it can stay strong. We just need to feed it from our heart. Not from our hot head and the things going on in our minds. And our minds can really trip us up. I mean, we can get in that space that can really play havoc with our lives. And you know it too. You know, and when you get in that space and you start your day like that, you might as well just forget it for the rest of the day. Just curl up with a book somewhere and just stay by yourself, because there will be many things that will cross your path that will continue to make that day not a pleasant one. And I know we've all had those days. hopefully they're not as many. Because when you do start walking more in balance, you start seeing things clearer around you. And I think that also helps that spark, that flame within you, because it's like you're telling yourself, okay, I'm all right. What is going on here? This energy that I'm feeling outside of me is not good. And but why is that energy there? Why am I taking it on as if it were my own? And once you start realizing that, you know, it's not always all about you, and it's not about you, you can heal, and you can stay in balance, and you can enjoy that time you have out in nature, connecting with whatever you're doing, energetically, or just sitting and just thinking about life in general. So just really remember just that spark, that flame is within all of us. And keep that flame burning and allow your life to blossom and unfold and in ways that even you couldn't imagine. And it will. Talking stick to you, Jim. Are you there? Did I lose you?
Whoops, sorry. I had it going the wrong way. Damn. Yeah, okay. I know we've run over a bit, but people are still asking, so we'll wrap it up in a few minutes. A few of you are still here, so hang in if you still have more to say or ask. Things that Sue just said that we hadn't brought in before, which is really critical, is we have got to work through the heart. And I don't know why we waited over an hour to say that. I do know why, because those of us awake and doing this are working from the heart. We're trying to. We're doing our best, not the head. This isn't a time for head work. I just deleted two friends as we're doing this show. One who was just name-calling and ranting and in total fear and is obviously completely in his head. As I said earlier, this one happens to be about the guns, and if he gives his guns up and all the elders agree with him, and just pure nonsense. So I really feel bad for him, but I let him go. And then another one because he was just doing rapid-fire name-calling on the male-female thing. That's head work. That's stuck in your head. The head is the place where fear develops. We've said this on other shows, but it bears repeating because when men and women work together, this comes up all the time. A lot of men have a tendency to fear women and vice versa for different reasons, but it doesn't matter why. You know, the old book, what is it? Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. Very different. We're very different. That is a good thing because both energies are needed to move ahead. And I'm seeing people, even people close to me, just still too much in their head and still reflecting back and saying some things are going on around them that are actually things that happened to them before, and they're not realistic with what's going on now. But they have to work through it, I guess, to let that go. Because anytime you're stuck in the head, the fear thing will come up. The brain is there to protect us. From the beginning, when we crawled out of caves, and we were the weakest, slowest, smallest, most insignificant creature on the planet at that time, that brain had no fear, because if there was a threat, we had to move fast or we were dead. And so that is still there, and the brain will do that. It will trigger. The brain does not like to trust. The brain does not like change. I mean, I can go on and on and on. And maybe we'll do another show again on the heart before long. You've got to bring that heart forward. You've got to go into it, and that requires trust, and that requires change, and that requires belief. And that requires accepting that Mitakwiase, we are all one. There are no real differences between us. There's differences in how we see things and so on and so on. But when you get to spirit, when you get to heart, there's no real difference. And that's all the creatures on this earth, not just we two-leggeds. So I'm glad that came up. Good one. And Bonnie Elk was saying, thank you very much. This has been an awesome circle. We're all talking amongst ourselves, so we didn't post too much, but we're listening, and we totally agree, and we are a mix here, always every week, of men and women who join your shows, and we're glad you're back.
Mm.
Running Elk. Okay, over to you.
Oh, Running Elk, thank you. We're glad to be back, and I'm so glad to have you join us. This topic today, just all about reigniting that fire within us. It can go in so many different directions, and it really did today. And that's just a sign of what's going on in our world today. But once again, that flame is within us. It may be snuffed out, but there's no reason why it can't be relit again, and you can move forward, with your life and the things you love, and the passion you have, as you grow and learn. We're here for a very short time on this planet, and time seems to be going faster and faster, as we all well know. So with time being short, there's no time to waste, and there's no time to let others affect us in any way that will snuff out that flame or that light within us. So I'm going to leave it at that. Do you have anything else you'd like to share before I take us out, Jim, or you take us out?
No, I don't think so, except thank everybody on chat board, on message board, on Facebook, wherever you're listening and commenting or just listening. Not sure what the next show will be, but we will post it very soon. Those who enjoy the shows, please remember you can share them out with folks. They're available in the archives. There's probably 150 or more shows there now on all kinds of topics. So if somebody needs help with some particular area, go look at the archives. Just click the link. It'll take you, and then, hit archives or episodes, I guess it's called, and browse through them and feel free. I mean, that's what they're there for. That's why we do these. We do them for you all, and we do them for ourselves. We do them for the circle. And once again, the circle came and commented a lot and drove the discussion today, and I'm glad to be here. I guess I'm Sharon for a day. That's okay. We're spirit twins, so I guess it works.
It works.
Yeah. All right, so I'm done. Thanks.
Yeah, and thank you, everyone. And I really enjoyed this show, and keep that flame burning. I mean, you are listening to Circle Radio. It's one of the things that we do for sanctuaries, with Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother. And just stay empowered, stay in the light, and be that magical, beautiful human being that you were always meant to be. And thanks for everyone on chat, and we'll talk to you again soon. Love and light to everyone. And talk we all often. Awesome.